Airlines around the world are rethinking some of their routes after yesterday's crash in eastern Ukraine of that Malaysia Airlines jet believed to be shot down by a missile. Malaysia's prime minister has said that the plane's route from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur had been declared safe by international authorities, but the U.S. FAA had warned pilots not to fly over the area near where the crash happened. So what will airlines do now? Michael Regan of Bloomberg News joins us now. And Michael, first of all, we should say that Malaysia Airlines was not the only airline that had flights over this general area. But why would anyone want to fly over an area that was where there was even the slightest possibility of trouble?
Well, you know, it just so happens that this area sits right below what is a very popular flight path if you're traveling from Asia to sort of northwestern Europe. And obviously, if you're an airline, you want the most direct route to, you know, not only save on fuel, you might not necessarily, depending on the route, have an airplane capable of making the route if you have to take a big detour. So there were, you know, the number of flights going over this area had been reduced, you know, pretty significantly since the conflict broke out. It went from, you know, about 300 to 400 flights a day down to about 100 a day as of yesterday, according to some flight tracking services. So, you know, many airlines obviously did avoid it. Qantas, several other Asian airlines were avoiding it, but there still were a lot, you know, who basically believed that it was a safe route based on what international aviation associations had told them.
Well, and they have to make a decision based not just on the safety of the route, but also how much fuel they're going to have to carry. It becomes much more expensive, right, to fly if you're not going in a straight line to your destination.
That's absolutely true. That's absolutely true.
And so what are some of the other areas around the world that have to be avoided by aircraft? I'm thinking right now, I doubt many airlines would want to be flying over Gaza, for example.
Right. You know, at any given time, there are numerous restrictions on airplanes across the world. Even if you think about the United States, I mean, obviously, an airplane is not allowed to fly over the White House or Camp David. The FAA has, you know, restrictions on North Korea. Obviously, you're not allowed to fly over places like Libya, Sudan, and Somalia. The big difference, though, is the height restrictions. You know, It's rare around the world in a place of conflict for either side of the combatants to have a weapon able to reach, you know, 30 some thousand feet into the air
right.
to take down a plane. So, you know, it's obviously not something you have to worry about if you're flying over, you know, say Somalia or Sudan, where maybe the best weapon they have is sort of a shoulder fired rocket. Those just simply can't reach that high in the air. So there's, you know, restrictions on low flying and taking off and landing. But, you know, many hotspots you're allowed to fly at 30,000 feet above and really don't have to worry about.
And, Michael, what does this mean for Malaysia Airlines now to have two planes lost in just 5 months?
You know, obviously it's not good. I mean, their stock is, you know, taking another hit down about 11%. It's really, you know, they've already had to sort of put off expansion plans. You know, and there's speculation in the market that the Malaysian government might actually, you know, want to break up the airline. Hmm. So there's not an analyst who covers the airline who recommends buying the stock. So it's, you know, it's definitely a perilous time for them.
When you think, of course, in this country about TWA, Flight 800, TWA no longer with us, and ValueJet also after that crash in the Everglades, it doesn't exist anymore. They were both swallowed up by other carriers. Michael Regan of Bloomberg News. Thanks so much for speaking
Thank you.
With us.